Well, we want to use this opportunity to serve notice to any foreign investor that they must be very careful of signing any deals. Because if they think that they are buying any asset that belongs to the Ghanaian people without the proper parliamentary approval, we can assure them that that agreement is going to be null and void in any court of law in any jurisdiction of this country, because the Constitution of Ghana is clear. If you go and buy stolen goods, you can't say that because you bought stolen goods from the brother of the owner of the goods, it validates it. If the laws of Ghana say that when you are buying a state asset and you are an international company, it must come to parliament, and you decide to go and buy from a minister without coming to parliament, well, buyer beware, because parliament would hold the minister responsible, and I'm confident that the next John Mahama government in 2025 will not respect any such agreements. And so people must be very careful. But as a committee and as the minority on the communication side, we'll properly brief the media next week on this matter. But we want to state for the record that as far as we are concerned, you cannot sell Airtel Tigo. One, because you've not officially informed Parliament that you have bought Airtel Tigo. Two, if you are selling Airtel Tigo to an international company, it must come to this house. We saw President Kufuor sell Vodafone. He came to this house. Esla Owusu cannot become law unto herself. And so we would expect, and as a committee, we would demand saying that she must respect the directive of Mr. Speaker and come and brief the committee on issues involving the status of Airtel Tigo and any potential deal. Because we need to be very careful. As a committee, we are worried. The minority side on the committee, we are worried especially about what happens to the debt. Because Airtel Tigo owes a tower company in Ghana almost to the tune of 200 million Ghana cedis. If you say you are not going to pay, what happens to that tower company? And if you bring in this new investor, is the tower company supposed to continue offering services to the new investor? What happens? Who pays it? Are they going to move that debt to the taxpayer, you and I, because somebody has mismanaged a private entity and government has gone to take on that? There are questions that have to be answered. And so, rest assured, there are all kinds of things we are hearing relative to that deal. It won't happen.